Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hey, Army Wife Network. I am Chrissy Gibbs, your Army Wife Network content curator, bringing you your newsletter every other week. Hope you love it. But today I am here to chat with you about how to self-care like a champ. And so I hope you tune in and find some pointers that you love. All right, let's start. We are all busy. I get it. In this world that we live in just general, before even 2020 happened, we have so much going on nowadays. We are overscheduling ourselves. And it's to a point where we're not taking that time to actually think, you know, am I doing things for me? Am I doing stuff for my own mental health and staying healthy? And all of that gets thrown out the window. It's like the very first thing that somebody would say, it's not a big deal. I need to make sure I get to this appointment, or I need to make sure I take care of my children, or I need to make sure I get this work done. And so everything else has become a priority over ourselves. And especially with COVID and everything that happened, it's time to take that time back. We really need to schedule and set like me time into our day-to-day life in order to keep yourself healthy. So there's five dimensions of self-care that I wanted to touch base on. I think there's actually some more, but the five that I wanted to talk about are there's physical self-care, emotional, mental, social, and spiritual. So physical self-care is clearly everything to do with your own physical body, sleeping right, eating right, exercising. Those are things that we always talk about for keeping healthy. And that's all your physical self-care. But then there's some other self-cares as well. There's emotional, which is working on forgiveness and compassion and managing your stress levels. There's also mental, which is all of your critical thinking, learning new things. Your hobbies are typically going to be part in your mental self-care because you're using your brain a lot to work through things. There's social self-care, and that one is communicating with people, setting up boundaries, which is huge. Boundaries are another mill spouse empowerment moment you should check out, and creating like a support system around you. And the last one is spiritual, which is really just taking that time alone, really looking inwards on your own self, maybe spending time in nature, meditating. Those are things you could do for your spiritual self-care. So in those five dimensions, you're not always going to focus on all five every single day because, I mean, let's face it, we don't have that much time. There's not enough hours in a day to do everything. So I think it's important to, you know, vary up which self-care dimension you're going to focus on each day or week or whatever, not always doing like, okay, I care about my physical self-care and I'm worrying about that only. You have to really touch base with all of them every now and then. So now you know kind of the things you want to use for like forming your self-care, but at the same time, you got to know how to do it. So here's four steps. It's a four-step process, super easy, 1, 2, 3, 4, on how to self-care like a champ. So step one, it's really big. You have to give yourself permission. And so no one else is going to say, you need to do this. They might, if you have a really good support system, they might say, you really need to take the time for yourself. But at the same time, no one else is going to make it happen. You need to do that for yourself. You need to give yourself the permission. It's not selfish to make your own health a priority. And I completely get it that there's a lot of things that are going on that need to be taken care of. Your children, work, PCSing, deployment, all those things play into it. But you still need to be taken care of. Who's taking care of you? If you can find a small bit of time and that's it, then really, yeah, you should focus on your physical health. Make sure you're drinking water. Make sure you're eating balanced meals. And you are trying your best to sleep consistently, which I know there's a lot of seasons in our life that you just aren't. You have babies, you have movements, moving, you have deployments and things that just like really change your sleep habits. But one huge pointer I have is don't hit the snooze button. You know what? That snooze button's not helping you out. You may think those extra 9 minutes are going to really make or break your day, but in the long run, they're not. If you would just get up and open up your blinds or your curtains, start your day, it'll be so much fresher, brighter, and just so much better that you did it on your, like you chose to do it. I get that the sleep thing, I totally understand. I am not a morning person, so it's hard for me to not hit snooze every single morning. But I know that if I do, I'm going to be 9 minutes later and I'm going to be upset that I didn't get my children out the door. So it's just better for me and most likely for you if you just stop hitting that snooze button. All right. So you've given yourself permission. So now it's time to go to step two. Step two, you got to turn everything off. You have to remove yourself from all of the stressors of life. You got to turn off the TV, turn off the computers or tablets or phones or social media. Just take a break from all of that. Step away from that because that eats up your time. That's, you know, you have about 10 minutes of downtime and what are you doing? I don't know about you, but I quickly go on my phone and I scroll through social media and then that 10 minutes turns into 30 or then that turns into even longer and that's crazy. So it's just time to take a break from that specific stressor and then use that time wisely to do something else. There are times where you might be using a TV in part of your self-care. So maybe you enjoy watching movies. So that makes sense. But taking the time to sit down and watch a movie is different than taking the time to scroll through Facebook for 2 hours. All righty. So you've given yourself permission. You have turned everything off. Time to go to number three, where you actually figure out what are you going to do? What makes you happy? So everyone's different. There's not going to be someone who enjoys the same thing, you know, next to each other. It's not like I enjoy taking long walks and you're going to like that too. So just because I like something doesn't mean it's going to work for you. If you find that you enjoy a hot bath alone, or you enjoy dancing, or building or making something, journaling, just whatever it is that you find that makes you happy. And if it's quality time, like you enjoy quality time with somebody, then find a person to have quality time with. So you need to find what's going to work for you. Give yourself permission, remove the stressors, find what's going to work. What do you think number four is going to be? Just do it. I mean, you just got to do it. And then when you start doing it, keep doing it because you can't just take care of yourself every now and then. You have to continue it. It has to be consistent. So I find that my favorite thing to do is waking up in the morning. I get my kids ready to go to school. They go off, the older two. And then I get my own self prepared for working out and reading the news and, you know, just having a moment to like be by myself for just a few minutes. I do have two children that are still at home during this time. And I make sure that they're playing happily on their own. And typically they are, they enjoy just going down and play Legos or whatever they enjoy doing, but I make sure I have that time. And then I also make sure that I do have time with them because I do want to have that time with my children as well. And we read books and we play, but I do make sure I have my own personal time first. You need to make sure though, that when it doesn't work out, it's totally understandable. You miss your chance to read a book and you get really frustrated with yourself. It's not worth getting upset about. The whole point here is that we're trying to find happiness. So if you miss that workout one day or even a whole week, you still can start fresh. Don't be upset. Don't beat yourself up. We are working on finding happiness. And it's not always going to be these grand, like, treat yourself kind of moments. It's not. It's not going to be like that. Most of the time, these self-care things are going to be a healthy routine that you are doing daily or weekly. So I've given you some ideas. I would love to hear what you actually like doing. If you want to comment below on your favorite thing to do when you get a moment to yourself, that'd be great. I do have to say that one of the big things about self-care is bettering yourself and learning new things. And Army Wife Network has so much to offer in that realm. If you tune in on Mondays, there's always, we're dropping a new Army Wife Talk Radio. Every single Monday, there are over 800 episodes. I mean, there's literally something for everyone. You're bound to find something that you're going to learn from and enjoy listening to. So make sure you check that out in our podcasts. Also, tune in every Thursday at noon Eastern on Facebook, because there's always a Mill Spouse empowerment moment from one of our command team members. And we have some awesome command team members, such a wealth of knowledge, just so much information that they want to share. And it's just always amazing listening to it. So noon Eastern, every Thursday, tune in here. You can find all of our podcasts online or on any podcast like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, every single one we have. And that's all that I have for you today. So this is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.